This is KUT. The Environmental Protection Agency has released new rules to reduce ozone pollution. The Austin area has managed to stay on the right side of the current rules, but as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, the new standards will be harder to meet.
Traditionally, when there's a lot of ozone in the air, a group called the Clean Air Force of Central Texas encourages people to cut back on activities that create ozone. Sarah Holland is the director of the Clean Air Force.
Just combining errands is a biggie. Carpooling, taking public transportation when you can.
Efforts like those have helped keep the region just on the right side of the old ozone limit. The new rules require that ground-level ozone be kept at 70 parts per billion in the air. The Austin area is currently around 68 parts per billion. So, what can a city do if it needs to go beyond carpooling?
There are some areas where cities have the authority to do some things that maybe they haven't yet done.
Andrew Hooksema is the Capital Area Council of Governments Air Quality Program Manager. He says cities can tie economic incentives to promises from businesses to cut down on emissions. Some cities even require large employers to come up with plans to reduce the amount of traffic they're causing.
City of Austin had taken a look at that at a couple years ago, never made it to the stage of a full proposal, but that would be something that the city could do.
Public health advocates say the new rules will prevent thousands of cases of childhood asthma and even premature deaths. All told, Hooksema expects Austin will stay in compliance even with the new standards. The city has been reducing ozone year by year, thanks in large part to tougher emission standards for new cars. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.